You just heard Summertime by Aerial View, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm coming to you live today from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Sarah, and you're listening to Feeling Sounds right now, and this is a show where I play music. It's typically like indie rock or indie folk or singer-songwriter kind of stuff. And then I talk about how it makes me feel. So it's a fun little show, and I just moved it today, or this week, I guess. It used to be on Thursdays, but as I'm a student, I have a changing schedule very often. So now it's going to be on Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and I'm very excited. This is the first episode of 2020, so Happy New Year, everyone. Today I'm just going to go through some songs that I've really been into over the past month, because I think the last time I had a show was like the 12th of December, so it's been a while since I've shared music with you guys. But yeah, so that first song was Summertime by Aerial View, and I really like that song. It's like, the voice kind of sounds like a punk / emo, like, style. Like, it reminds me of Tonight Alive, the vocalist for that band. But then it's like beach rock, so it's really like happy at the same time. I don't know, it's a very interesting feeling, and it's music that I would love to snowboard to. Yeah, so next song is called Take Me Down Easy by James Henry Jr., and this song has been probably my favorite song for a little while now. I guess it became famous, and the reason I discovered it was because it was featured in an episode of BoJack Horseman. And if you don't know what that is, it's a show on Netflix about, it's an animated show, and I'm like very partial towards animated shows. I think that they're very good at like portraying emotion and like real topics without making it like too intense, because like it isn't actual people that you're watching. But it's a show about this guy who, he's a horse, but he's also a person. So it's just like, you know, that's part of it. But it's this guy who used to be a famous actor, and then it's about like his life and how he deals with like mental health issues and just like, I don't know, he used to be famous, and then he kind of like isn't anymore, and then he gets famous again. It's just like that kind of thing. It's very, very moving and very interesting. So this was in one of the best episodes of the last season. Hope you guys like it. It's very mellow. It's called Take Me Down Easy by James Henry Jr.
I am a tall tree, I weep like a willow, my scars are hiding, my branches don't show. Yes, I am a tall tree, with roots like a newborn. Your wind is blowing, and over I go. I see a storm cloud up in the distance, a terrible omen, a beautiful show. So take me down easy, take me down easy, let me land softly back in your arms. I can be childish sometimes, seem optimistically kind, but that's 'cause I can't go back back down in that hole. There was no sunlight. Just ask my mother. When I treated myself hard, I crumble and fall. So take me down easy. Take me down easy. Let me land softly back in your arms.
Tired of her breathing. worth it. It's divine. I have this some of the time. The way she shows me I'm hers and she's mine. Open hand or closed fist would be fine. Blood is red and sweet as cherry wine.
Cherry Wine by Hozier, and before that you heard Take Me Down Easy by James Henry Jr. So Cherry Wine is a song that it's pretty old. It's from his very first album, and I've known it for a long time, but I never really listened that closely to the words. And then I did like a few weeks ago, and I was thinking, oh, it sounds like it's about a long distance relationship. But then I was talking to my friends about it, and they said, no, if you watch the music video, it's about an abusive relationship. And I was like, what? So then I watched the video, and then I realized, like, how powerful that really is. And I've just been, like, obsessively listening to that song ever since. It's so sad. And, like, he's so talented. So I think he's really cool. We're going to hear a really quick PSA for something super cool that I will talk about after I play it.
Let's get ready to rumble!
It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our second week, Tuesday, January 14th, we've got The Get Highs, Holtzkopf, Death Talks, and Akita.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
So Shindig, I went last week and I was actually the MC. I was just kind of like introducing the bands and, you know, keeping the audience moving along with the show, I suppose. It was pretty fun. And I'm doing that again tonight, so you guys should all come out. It'll be at Redgate Arts Society, which is like in Mount Pleasant, and it's a little bit hard to find. Like, there's no sign outside. Although they might put one out for the show. I'm not really sure, but if you see doors with, like, red slots on them, like, horizontally, that's what the door is for Redgate. But, yeah, you should come. It's pretty good. Last week there were two artists that I particularly liked, and I invited one of them to come on to Feeling Sounds next week, and they are going to. Their artist name is Kylie V, and I will be featuring one of their songs today. I guess I could do that now, actually. But yeah, Kylie V's music was, like, exactly the kind of thing that I like. It's, like, very, like, gloomy and mellow and just so beautiful. So I'm very excited to have them on. I guess I'll play one of their songs. This is Fire Belly Toad by Kylie V.
Don't, oh, I am a fire belly.
So that was Firebelly Toad by Kylie V. And can you believe they're only 16 years old? Also lovely person. I met them at Shindig. But yeah, I'm really excited to have them on my show next week. So make sure you guys tune in for that. Next song is going to be called Nightmare Juice by Wild Fryer. They were another artist. They were a band that played at Shindig last week. And this is just such a fun song. So here goes, Nightmare Juice. That was Nightmare Juice by Wild Fryer. And now we are going to hear an advertisement. Oh, wait, no, actually a PSA.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/teampowersmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Okay, so the next song isn't really a song, but it really should be. So basically in SpongeBob, there's an episode where SpongeBob, Patrick, Squidward, and Mr. Krabs end up on an island. Oh, wait, no, it's just SpongeBob, Patrick, and Squidward. Sorry. I can't believe I'm forgetting the plot of SpongeBob. But they end up on an island and they like meet all these surfer guys, and then the surfer guys are like trying to teach them how to surf to get back home to Bikini Bottom, but they can't do it because, you know, our three main characters are just really bad at surfing, I guess. So then they send them along this river to meet like the ultimate surf god, and he's going to teach them. And during that scene when they're on the river, there's this song that plays, and it's just like such a nice song, and I've always liked it anytime I've ever watched that episode in my life. So I looked it up recently and I found out that it's not even a full song. It's only 50 seconds, which is very sad because it's a beautiful song. But it inspired me so much. I made like a whole playlist based on that song of like things that sounded similar. I got a lot of John Denver vibes from it. So a lot of the songs on that playlist are John Denver. But I wanted to share the 50 seconds of song with you guys because it's really good. And I wish that they had made a full version. But yeah, this is Beeline for the Tree Line, and it's written and performed by Jeremy Wakefield, and it is very short, so I'll be back in a sec.
I'll make a beeline for the tree line. Getting back to nature always does me good. I'll make a beeline for the tree line. Just can't wait to get back in the woods. And when I need to close my eyes and dream beside a quiet mountain stream, that's when I make a beeline for the tree line.
Isn't that so cute? And you could hear SpongeBob giggling in the background. I just love that. So yeah, that was Beeline for the Tree Line. If you liked that and you've never listened to John Denver, which I hadn't. Okay, so basically the story about, I didn't include this, but when I was researching, or not, when I looked up if this song was like a full song or not, like they were like, no, it's not, it's just 50 seconds. But then this guy commented and he said, this makes me think of John Denver. So then I listened to John Denver. I realized he's the guy that sings Take Me Home, Country Roads. But then I listened to his other music and it's like so much calmer than that song. And it was just, so yeah, I've been listening to a lot of John Denver and I like that quite a bit. Yeah. So next song is called While All the While by Donovan Woods.
Get out of bed, go downstairs. I put the TV on to catch the morning news. The furnace kicks on, put my clothes on. Open up the curtains and let the sun shine through. I put my coffee in the console. Get stuck at the light. While, all the while, you're still on my mind. I see a work friend, I give him a smile. We both lie and say we should have a drink sometime. I eat a piece of cake, it's somebody's birthday. get her out for a while. And in the hallway, in those old picture frames, there's a kid with a smile just like mine. And she asks how I'm doing. I say I've been fine. While, oh, while you're still on my mind. Hell's freezing over. The whole world's on fire. While, oh, while you're still on my mind.
That was While All the While by Donovan Woods. So during the Christmas time, I discovered River by Joni Mitchell. I don't know how I'd never heard that song before, but I really liked it. And I would play it, but I feel like all of you have probably heard the original version before. I'm very late to the party. But I did find this nice cover of it by this group, or it's like a duo. I think they might be sisters, called the Marys. So yeah, this is their cover of River by Joni Mitchell.
Coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on, but it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly.
I can hear the road call. journey made. Mercy paid, an old refrain to light the way. I can see the North Star. I can see the North Star. Star. I can see the North Star from this bed beneath the sky, and I betrayed, rescued by the Milky Way. Blinded by the notion of fog in an ocean all around. Oh, Monterey, how can I say I'll always stay and slip away.
Monterey by the Milk Carton Kids, and before that you heard River covered by the Marys. So yeah, Monterey by the Milk Carton Kids is, I really like how there's like two guitar leads going the whole time and they just complement each other very well. Like, I just can't imagine how much like songwriting skill went into making that. It's very beautiful. Something exciting is coming up. So next week I and my co-planner, I guess would be the word, Violet, we planned this thing called Student Power Week. And basically what that means is that next week in CITR's lounge, there's going to be student bands performing Monday through Thursday at noon. And then when Friday comes around, it's going to be 24 hours of student power. So that means that the radio airwave of 101.9 will be taken over entirely by students, whether that be like student broadcasters or like students interviewing other students who are part of clubs and things like that, and musicians as well. And then Friday night, I think at 4 p.m., there will be two more bands playing in the lounge. And also, all of the live performances will be on CITR 101.9. So if you're not in Vancouver and able to attend this event on UBC campus, you can listen in at noon Monday through Thursday next week, or anytime on Friday. There will be student content all day, and I'm very excited about it. So yeah, I hope you guys have time to either attend or just listen. Yeah. Next song is called Camberwell by Number One Dads, and it's very groovy.
Thank you.
Isn't that song so good? Oh my goodness. I'm not sure how many I will have time for, but I'm going to try for two more. But if not, this may be the last one. But it's been very snowy in Vancouver recently. It's been really cold and snowing pretty much every day for like several days now. And it's lovely. And I really like it, although it does create some issues with the transit system, but that's okay. But snow always couples pretty well with Bon Iver, I think. And this is one of my favorite songs of all time, and it's definitely my favorite one by him, called Restacks. And so around the same time when I was researching Cherry Wine by Hozier, like learning what the lyrics meant, I did the same thing with this song, Restacks. And like I was reading like the analysis of all of the lyrics and how like he's just so talented and it's amazing. And this song makes me very emotional every time. So if you guys are chilling somewhere, maybe like close your eyes and just like let the song absorb you, because it's so beautiful and it makes me think of snow. So this is Restacks by Bon Iver.
Stacks you low.
Looks like I may have time for my last song, but I might have to cut it short. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to Feeling Sounds today. It was lovely to be back, and I'm happy I could share some feeling sounds with you all, and I hope it improves your morning a little bit. And I hope you have a great day and a great week. And please come to Shindig tonight. I will be emceeing again. You can find all the info about that on CITR's website or our Facebook page or like anywhere, probably Instagram as well. But yeah, I hope to see you guys there. I'll be making a fool of myself on stage instead of on the radio, and that'll be great. Yeah, so this last song is called Montmartre. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's definitely French. It's by J.S. Williams, and it's gorgeous. And yeah, have a great day. Goodbye.
Well, she sounds like working a boss a whole day. The hours away in her time now she spent. It's been following me around now for several days. I wanna live in the place where her sad. But I can't remember it well. Yes, I think I've done my best to forget what I did there. So you can push me out, but I'll already be gone. It's not what I want, but I was lost and taken long before. Tried so very hard, now I'm losing myself in the place where you said.